enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, the big Falcon 9 from Cape Canaveral blasted off in the early morning hours tonight on its deep space mission and spacewalk. There's a great video I forgot to send the crew. It's on my ex, Real Alex Jones, of Musk up on the gantry up there. It's like thousands of feet in the air as the sun sets, and you can see his excitement. This is a big deal. Musk has put more spacecraft into orbit and more satellites than everybody combined now in the United States in its history. So this is a massive industrial operation. And you can talk about the satellites and how they can surveil and stuff, and that's part of it. But the point is the U.S. space program is back. And I believe we should be a spacefaring people. And we need to go to the stars. That is part of our mission as explorers. And we're basically in our egg right now. The Earth is just the launch point of human civilization. And I agree to a great extent with some of the things that even Jeff Bezos has said, that the Earth down the road will end up just being like a national park everybody visits. That's how expansionist will be. We need hundreds of billions of people, not hundreds of millions like the globalists want. I want to see a pro-human future. So here is the rocket, biggest in the world, blasting off.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ignition. And go Falcon, go Solaris.
Risking their lives on that big boy.
Copy, 1 Alpha.
Vehicle is pitching downrange.
The globalists are always talking about, well,
35 seconds into the Polaris Dawn mission, flying crew on board Dragon and Falcon 9 to new heights.
Power and telemetry nominal.
And we're throttling down in preparation
down
for max-Q. Next call out, the vehicle supersonic. And there on the left side, we've got
Falcon
the Polaris Dawn crew.
Supersonic.
Thumbs up from the pilot on the left side there.
Max-Q.
We're throttled back up to power.
1 Bravo.
And we heard the call out, 1 Bravo.
Copy, 1 Bravo.
That just tells the crew what would happen should they need to initiate anything. But right now, everybody making nominal call outs.
This is the equivalent of Christopher Columbus.
Nice views from the ground.
And those three little ships he came across the Atlantic Ocean in. What, the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria?
No, we've begun the final chill of the second stage engine in preparation for its activity.
And now look at everything we built.
At about T plus 2 minutes and 40 seconds.
It's going to be easier to colonize space than what the ancients did colonizing the world. And they have separation.
2 minutes into flight. Everything continues to look good. We'll have, in half a minute, three major activities. Shutdown of the 9 Merlin 1D engines, stage separation,
throttle down,
and then ignition of the second stage engine.
That looked like separation earlier, but it wasn't.
Acceleration now for the crew, just below 4 Gs.
Let's spin the engines cutting power.
See, we're coming up 70 kilometers. Preparing for Miko.
Main engine cutoff.
2 Alpha.
Stage separation confirmed.
Copy, 2 Alpha.
We have separation. You got schizophrenics online that think this is all fake.
You can tell by the cheers behind us and the views on your screen. The first stage booster now on its way to attempt landing on Just Read the Instructions.
In 1970s, the Pentagon could shoot a cruise missile down your chimney. It's all real, folks.
See that the first stage has not yet reached its
altitude. See everything else you see around you. See the drones, the self-driving cars. We made it all.
Thumbs up there. Excuse me, from pilot Scott Kid Poteet.
All right, let's stop there because I want to go to your calls. 877-789-2539. First-time callers. We're talking about the debate tonight coming up in just a little over 7 hours. We'll be live straight on through the day. We started off at 8 a.m. With American Journal. And then we've got, boy, that went viral today. Big show. Just happened to notice that. It's always big, but it really went viral today. Great job, the crew and host. And then the Alex Jones show's right now. 3 p.m. I go off the air. Owen takes over. It's always power-packed with info and guests and calls. And then at 6 p.m., I'll be back here. I'm doing Benny Johnson's show for a little while, but it'll be Owen and Chase. And then I'll be in here at 6:45 or so. And then I got a bunch of big guests coming on, an analysis, right up until 8 p.m., and then we'll be streaming the debate. You'll find it at Real Alex Jones on X. If you're not on X, just go to Infowars.com/show. And here's the thing. Share it with your email list. Share it with your text message. Share it with your friends, your family, strangers, and say, hey, the debate's going to be huge tonight. They're saying it's going to have record viewers. Everybody I know is watching it. My mom says everybody she knows is watching it. And we're going to be here with limited commentary. But we'll be calling out any shenanigans. And then we'll be tracking the corporate media who, here's the big takeaway. So let me start telling you what I believe is going to happen. There's so many angles to this. Trump is going to hit her because he's been training, not in classical debate where you actually have a debate with each other, but with Tulsi Gabbard's a lot of time. And I confirm that he knew she was and liked her, but now that he spent a bunch of time with her, he really likes her. He's like, well, I might have had her for VP. But he loves Kennedy too, but now he's all over her. He just thinks she's the best thing since sliced bread. The more time you spend with her, reportedly, that's what happens. She's really smart and nice. And has destroyed the Democratic Party. She's really effective, just as effective as RFK Jr. And he's extremely effective at liberals going, what's wrong with you? You're pro-war? You're pro-pedophilia? You're pro-open borders? And mass crime and burning everything down. Well, what's your problem? But she, in fact, let's do this. I didn't think to do this. There's a lot of compilations of this. Some are like 10 minutes long. I don't want one of those. Get like a 3-minute compilation of Tulsi Gabbard's destroying Kamala. Tulsi Gabbard's destroys Kamala at Democrat debate. It seems like a million years ago, but it was a year and a half ago. And they had those debates. Remember, Harris was pulling at 2%, and after Tulsi got a hold of her, she went down to like 0.5% in polls. All the polls, she didn't get 1%, and then she dropped out, never getting one vote in the primaries that came later. And so Trump is going to go after her on the fact that she put a bunch of innocent people in prison she knew were innocent. If parents had a kid that missed one day of school, she'd try to throw him in jail. She started that national trend. And then when she was the attorney general, she was even worse in California than when she was the DA in San Francisco. And she would particularly had a venomous behavior towards black people who were nonviolent. And she was famous when she was the DA I was covering her. And then she was really famous for being just Mrs. Police State when she was the attorney general of California. And then when she was the VP pick of Biden, she suddenly was bailing out people that were burning down buildings and shooting at cops and helping fund the bail programs. Totally Soros, so flip-flopped. She's a monster. But I remember when she was the attorney general, it's got to be like 8 years ago this was breaking. You had those undercover pro-life journalists connected with LifeSite and a bunch of groups who would go in and caught the universities buying babies that were still alive, quote, still beating hearts for their experiments. And they would also catch them with undercover videos of them trying to, you know, I want a Ferrari. I want to sell more baby parts. That was totally legal under the First Amendment. Investigative journalism. She put them in jail for years and gave them multi-million dollar fines. I mean, this woman is a monster. So that's the first thing. We should talk about what I think Trump's going to do versus what he should do. He'll hit her on the border, and he's hit her on the human trafficking, the 325,000 missing children in slave labor and sex slavery, and that she was the border czar. He needs to hit her on being a total police state thug, and that Trump has a record of trying to decriminalize marijuana and let nonviolent offenders out so violent ones can be kept in, which I agree with, and that she doesn't, that she's a total fraud. He should hit her on never visiting the border but once. He should hit her on hiding in the basement and only doing one interview since she was installed. He should also go after her on the fact that you didn't get one vote in the primary. You were installed. A lot of experts believe that's even illegal. But he should say, I bet when you do a bad job tonight, they talk about replacing you again, which they're actually talking about. Vivica's warned will happen. I've warned about it as well. And he should also go after her on the fact that you want to ban assault rifles. That's any semi-automatic gun. You know, do you know only 100-something people die a year in mass shootings at schools, and most of those are gang-related? It's still too much. But you guys lied about my VP, J.D. Vance, when he said, it's terrible, we got to stop it. We can't just let this be a fact of life, these mass shootings. But you and your surrogates put out that he said, I don't care about mass shootings, it's a fact of life. You're a liar. You're a fraud. You lied and said inflation was lower under you than it is under me, and he should have that number. Roughly 3 to 4 times, it's varied. And she's going to talk. She doesn't want the CNN rules where the mics are turned off. And it's apples or oranges. You can debate it square around or whatever you want, but she doesn't want the mic turned off because she's going to be throwing mindless little one-liners in that the media can say, ooh, dunked on Trump. So know this. They'll declare her the winner. That's the number one thing. But the Washington Post, the New York Times, AP, they all reported that there are no Haitians doing any crimes or eating your cats or dogs or geese or chickens or ducks. Now, of course, we got videos of it. It's in the police reports. We have the squad car footage. We have the body cam footage. I mean, we have the insurance rates more than doubling with the Haitians driving around without driver's license, just wrecking. The police are just told, just let them go. It's Sanctuary City. And they just say it's not true. It's the same thing here. The CNN, MSNBC, they're all going to say, in my view, that Kamala won and won handily. If she didn't show up, they would say that. And that's why you see Pelosi saying Trump yesterday, Trump's scared. He won't even show up when Trump's the opposite. He can't wait to get up there. He has ice water in his veins. And I don't, you know, if Trump's too hard on her when she's being vicious, they'll say, oh, he's being mean to a woman. Nobody cares about that. She's up there, you know, on the stage, and she's been installed because she's a puppet, not because she's a woman. And then you got Drudge. J.D. warns blacks eating cats in his home state of Ohio, where he's a senator. He didn't say blacks are eating cats. He said third world, beyond third world Haitians are eating cats. Put it back on screen, please. Blames Haitians. MAGA turns macabre. Well, Drudge, you used to be the number one site out there for news, but you really helped us out at InfoWars. But whatever went on with you, if you want to know what the Democrats are thinking and doing, you go to Drudge. I appreciate the link last week to our AI story. That was nice, Drudge. I don't even know. I haven't heard from Drudge in years. When he hung it up on X and deleted his account and it totally flipped, he put a nice thing up about me and Lana Del Rey. That was his last tweet about me and Lana Del Rey. I basically said, I love you guys. Goodbye. I'm very touched by that. You know, me and Drudge never dated. It was kind of a sweet thing to say, but where is Drudge? He hadn't been heard from in like 6 years, or 5 years, 4 years, yeah, about 4 and a half. So I mean, you look at that. I mean, you got the Haitians running around foaming at the mouth. It's basically like Day of the Dead in Haiti. I mean, you cannot exaggerate how bad Haiti is, but I'm digressing. And I've got all that news I want to go through as well. But Biden's marijuana pardons don't cover hundreds of Kamala Harris had convicted. Not hundreds. Stout, when she was attorney general, she's even worse. Here's how Kamala Harris really prosecuted marijuana cases. You got to go read these articles viciously. Got a ounce of marijuana, 5 years in prison. Last known Californian in prison for federal cannabis charges, released it for 15 years, put in jail by Kamala Harris. Mandatory minimum sentences of California. What you need to know about Kamala Harris. She was enthusiastic. Remember when California was like one of the worst states for marijuana? Kamala Harris has evolved a marijuana policy. Here's how. Trump says on Truth Social, I have personally stated I believe it's time to end needless arrests and incarcerations of adults for small amounts of marijuana for personal use. We must also implement smart regulations while providing access to adults for safe tested products. As a Floridian, I will be voting yes on Amendment 3 in November. As president, we will continue to focus on research to unlock the medical uses of marijuana, which is incredible, to secure Schedule 3 and work with Congress to pass common sense laws, including safe banking for state authorization companies and supporting state rights to pass marijuana laws like Florida that work so well in for the citizens. Now, here's the issue, and I said this on Joe Rogan about 7 years ago. It became a big national story. Alex Jones says George Soros is making the marijuana stronger. I was going off mainline studies going back 30 years ago. Soros began to fund genetic engineers. He's one of the main funders. Other groups did it as well, to create marijuana that's different. And I'm not the expert, but here's the gestalt. There's indica and sativa, and they both do different things. One makes you relax and want to eat a bunch of food. The other makes you think, but also can make you kind of paranoid. And, I know I'm somebody that really never has fear. I have fear of failure, fear of the tyrants winning, but it's not like I'm scared. I'll be out at the family ranch, and it's 10 o'clock at night, and I love walking by myself in the deep woods at night. And I won't even usually take maybe a flashlight in case I need it, but if the moon's out, I won't. And there's something even cooler about not even taking a gun with you because it's lighter, and I'm not going to really, it's that primitive thing, not even having a weapon. And I'll go for a 2-hour walk, into the woods. But I'll also walk when it's pitch black and I can just follow my dad's property is mainly, sand in the woods. So I can see the sand path barely and just your eyes open up for a while. The night vision gets better and better. It's just, you're high. I do it. And I've had buddies over some of the years or high school friends, hey, let's go for a walk in the dark. And they're like, this is spooky. After about 30 minutes, let's go back. I don't like this. They're hearing sounds and stuff. My point is that I don't scare easily. But I am absolutely just horrified for our children. It's a different type of fear. It's like a responsibility of letting people in power. But the point was about marijuana is that I smoke marijuana literally a maximum a few times a year. And it's always with Joe Rogan because he always has the right kind of stuff that doesn't make me feel paranoid or crazy or like I want to just sit there and eat a gallon of ice cream. And one hit off of it, and it's like, it's amazing. And then I'll try other people's marijuana over the years, and and one time I smoked some about 10 years ago, and I'm just like, I felt my heart beating. I thought I was all looking through the blinds and paranoid. And the reason I raise this is I know a lot of people, some of them very close to me, that became artificial schizophrenics. They weren't schizophrenic because of genetics or whatever. They were schizophrenic the same way people that worked in clothing manufacturing 200 years ago would. They called mad as a hatter because they would dry out and stain and do processes on things on say a beaver hat with mercury. And they'd be called mad as a hatter because the people that worked there for a long time became aggressive and crazy. That makes you aggressive and crazy and then kills you. Marijuana now today is causing massive, basically schizophrenia. And now it's admitted. But now when I said it 7 years ago on Joe, people didn't know about it. Oh, he's crazy. But now you type in Marijuana linked to mental illness. Marijuana linked to schizophrenia. Marijuana linked to... And I have had people that I know well and one person that worked here. No, actually two over the last... These two cases both happened in the last 16 years. One of them was about 14 years ago, and then one of them was about 4 years ago. And both these people smoked dope all the time. They were video editors. They didn't do it at the office, and I was just like, that's how it is with video editors. They'd come in stoned in the morning, go out to lunch, get stoned. We had to work late. You know, they were just stoned out of their gourd. And one of them started thinking we had microphones hidden in his office. And then he decided that David Knight was really a reptile. I swear to God. Really an alien. And we had a state rep here, and he refused to work. I told people, that guy's a lizard. And then he just went completely nuts and basically quit. And is now completely out of his gourd. And there was another employee that got super paranoid and left. And then I didn't even follow the guy, but people later asked me, they're like, hey, this guy is on his website saying that you sent a bird to his chimney to talk to him. And I went and looked on his thing, and he was saying, Alex Jones is harassing me. Alex Jones has sent a bird to talk down my chimney. And then his dad died of a heart attack, and he told people I killed him. Never even met his dad. So, I mean, that's marijuana. These people were normal and smart and nice, and whatever the marijuana was that started coming out made them insane. So young people, don't do it. If it's medical or it's from a doctor or it's a certain type, but just I mean, even Snoop Dogg stopped smoking marijuana. All right, I said I was talking about the debate, but I just digressed. And you know, I tell these stories because that's the best way to reach young people is not saying, if you ever smoked that, you're going to die, or don't you ever touch that, blah, blah, blah. Instead, it's like, it could be laced with fentanyl. A lot of people die like that. Plus these off-label vapes that keep killing people. And I'm just telling folks, prescription drugs on average, psychotropics will destroy your life. The illegal drugs will destroy your life. Stay away from it. Don't take a pill if somebody gives it to you saying it's ecstasy. Almost all of it is spiked with fentanyl. Do not get close to it. There it is. Big study. Young men at higher risk of schizophrenia linked to cannabis use disorder. That's even a disorder now. National Institutes of Health, U.S. government. Believe me, I don't need to read a study. I got a lot of friends and family that have got young people in their family that were top of their class, and now they're ruined by marijuana. Now, CBD is the good stuff that doesn't get you high at all, and it's magic. The plant's incredible. And, you know, the stuff we had in high school, take a few hits, go watch a movie, was kind of fun. I was never a pothead, but the new stuff is dangerous. We'll be right back with your phone call. Stay with us.
The second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD. Test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.